For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Jeff Sessions has tendered his resignation as Attorney General. The president made the announcement on Twitter, and almost instantly people warned him not to tamper with the Mueller probe.
Protecting Mueller is paramount.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said ending or limiting the Mueller probe could lead to a constitutional crisis. Virginia Senator Mark Warner.
This would appear as a desperate effort to try to undermine the integrity of this whole special prosecutor process.
President Trump spoke a few hours earlier.
The Democrats will come to us with a plan for infrastructure, a plan for health care, a plan for whatever they are looking at, and we'll negotiate. What's bad for them is, being in the majority, I'm just going to blame them. You understand? I'm going to blame them. They're the majority.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
California's Nancy Pelosi wants to be Speaker of the House again.
I think I'm the best person to go forward to unify, to negotiate. I'm a good negotiator.
Already 8 of the 27 newcomers to the House have stated they'll oppose Pelosi. The process is expected to kick off with a secret ballot vote later this month. Pelosi is regarded as a major fundraiser for the Democrats. Republican Brian Kemp has claimed victory in Georgia's still-too-close-to-call governor's race. A group called Nonprofit Protect Democracy has filed a lawsuit seeking to keep Georgia's Secretary of State Brian Kemp from being involved in counting votes, certifying results, or any runoff or recount. Kemp is overseeing the still undecided Georgia's governor's race. He's refused numerous calls to step aside or recuse himself as Secretary of State. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
People are wondering what's going to happen now that Democrats are taking control of the House. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio joined Fox Business and has an idea of what he believes will happen.
American politics will be dominated by the folks in the House investigating the president, investigating the White House. And that's unfortunate that we didn't get more things done and get focus on the things we need to do for the American people. But I think that's where they're headed because they've been very clear. Remember, Maxine Waters is the lady who said impeachment 6 times in one sentence. She's the lady who said stand up and harass anybody who supports the president. So I don't think she can help herself. I think she's going to, her and the rest of them are going to pursue the White House and investigate everything.
Retail sales for the holidays are expected to top $1 trillion in the United States for the very first time this year. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
A report from eMarketer projecting an increase of almost 6% from last year, which would mark the strongest growth for holiday sales in America since 2011. It notes low unemployment, rising wages, and more Americans feeling confident about the economy. E-commerce sales are expected to make up over 12% of this year's total. The Christmas holiday retail sales period begins on November 1st and runs through December 31st.
Take us with you and listen anytime at home or on your personal device at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.